Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Why has the church stopped teaching the proper biblical approach to the understanding of the end times? That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me at this broadcast table to help you better understand this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, what do you think has been the root cause of this abandonment of dispensationalism with so few actually teaching biblical prophecy and eschatology anymore?
Well, I think it's related to something that's not directly connected with dispensationalism per se, and that is the resurgence of five-point Calvinism throughout our churches and threatening to overtake much of evangelicalism. What has happened is that covenant theology, which is anti-dispensationalism, Calvinism has swept through our churches. The attendant covenant theology has come along trailing in its wake. This has really served to damage the whole cause of dispensational theology, which comes from a literal, grammatical, historical, hermeneutic, a proper way of understanding the Bible.
What advice would you give to someone looking for a good Bible college, a university, or a seminary, or even a church to make sure that they're getting a good biblical education?
First thing that you always do is you go to their website, you read the doctrinal statement, because in today's theological climate, you need to look at what is not said. And if they're not making positive, clear statements about the imminent pre-tribulational, pre-millennial return of Christ, if those things are not spelled out in their doctrinal statement, that means that that school or that church has chosen not to take a stand on that particular issue, which means if they're not taking a stand, that they are open to other theological positions, and that's rooted in a problem with how they're understanding the Bible as a whole. I even refer to it as a litmus test.
David James with a biblical approach to understanding Bible prophecy and the time of the end. We report this information because it is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Let me make it very simple for you to understand the end times as presented in the Bible. The next event on God's calendar of activities will be the rapture of the church, when Jesus shouts from the heavenlies and calls those of us who know him as Lord and Savior, the church today, into the heavens to be with him forever. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. Then from Revelation chapter 4 through 19, which is the tribulation period, it will end with the return of Jesus Christ back to the earth, Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 to 31. God will give Jesus his kingdom, Daniel 9, verses 13 and 14, which will last for 1,000 years. There's the great white throne judgment when all lost people will be sent into hell. And then the future, eternity future, Revelation chapter 21 and 22. As we study these verses, we will understand God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...